It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are kicking off a four-part series of Motherlode Views this weekend focused on fire preparedness and prevention. Tuolumne County is holding multiple meetings across the county as we get closer to fire season. And while Tuolumne County has had its fair share of large wildfires in recent years with the 2013 Rim Fire and the Donnell Fire last year, the state also witnessed the most destructive fire in its history in Paradise just last summer. So fire is definitely top of mind for most people locally and across the state of California. This morning, we're going to kick things off by hearing an overview of the fire initiative and things like short-term and long-term goals. On later shows, we'll focus more heavily on specific topics like defensible space, evacuations, and fire-related projects that are underway in the county and region. So this weekend, we're pleased to be joined in studio by Tuolumne County Supervisor Sherry Brennan, CAO Tracy Riggs, and Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson. So good morning to you all, and thank you for coming in to talk about fire this morning.
Good morning.
So I'll start first off with Supervisor Brennan. You know, for people who aren't familiar, the fire initiative, you know, what exactly is this and what are some of the things that have been taking place over recent weeks and months?
Well, first, thank you, BJ, for hosting us and Clark Broadcasting. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk to your listeners because this topic is really important. And I would start by saying that Tuolumne County has been very proactive for the last several years on trying to find resources and bring resources to the county to work on the vegetation management piece. But as you stated, there is a new heightened awareness after Paradise, and we know that coming out of our board retreat, this surfaced as the number one priority for the entire board. And so with that, we initiated the fire task force, and headed Liz Peterson is our staff member that is organizing and moving that forward. There are three pieces that really surfaced as priorities, and they're distinctly different. And as you said, some are short-term and some are long-term. The short-term piece is really about educating ourselves. What can we do as property owners? How can we be part of the answer? And you're going to speak to that in, I know, a lot more detail. And that is the first piece that we can immediately make a difference on. Again, we know that out of Paradise, some of the devastating losses that were experienced with homes, actually, there were green trees standing next to them. And so to underestimate or devalue what the importance is that property owners can do to initially be part of the answer, that value is tremendous. Really, we need to look at this and understand that complacency is our enemy. And we don't want to scare people. We want to empower people. And we all living in Tuolumne County. It's a tremendous place to reside. But we all know that we live with a certain amount of anxiety through the summer months and the fall months. And so the short-term pieces that Ms. Peterson is going to speak to specifically will help us and really emphasize what we can do, both as citizens and property owners, that can make a difference. And so that's the first part of the task force effort is this education, home hardening, individual response that can take place. The long-term piece that we're working on simultaneously through the task force is a little more complicated and time-consuming, and I would remind all of the listeners that we didn't get here in 2 or 3 years, and some of this is going to take us a number of years to work through, and it is going to be very expensive. And with that, we talk about ingress and egress in our road situation. We have some challenges. A lot of those are derived from legacy roads that actually were from the 60s and 70s. We have some communication challenges with a large portion of our county. And then we know that we have the vegetation management piece that is ongoing, and we will be working on that for some time, a number of years in the future.
putting a committee together, are you getting a wide range of different stakeholders involved?
So, yes, we are. And again, Liz can address that, but we really looked at our tree mortality task force and modeled it after that because, again, it was widely recognized that we were incredibly successful statewide with that kind of a composition. And so it has evolved to include a little larger group with the SRA piece. But strategically, we really took that model and replicated it and built off of that.
And Liz Peterson is OES coordinator. Can you talk a little bit more about some of these early steps and things being looked at?
Yeah, absolutely. So like Supervisor Brennan mentioned, we reformulated our tree mortality task force that met consistently for a number of years and really had all of the stakeholders in the room to be able to look at each other, talk to each other, solve problems collaboratively. And so that's what we did with our Fire Safety and Community Resilience Task Force is trying to get all of the players in the room to really solve this issue from all of their jurisdictions and all of the multifaceted issues that are taking place. And so we have folks like our fire department, our sheriff's office, our roads department. Then we have, say, the city of Sonora. We have Highway Patrol. We have the Forest Services in there. We have Tuolumne Utilities District in there. A variety of, say, the fire safe councils and even Area 12 Agency on Aging to speak to some of the more vulnerable populations that we need to consider when we look at fire safety. So really the goal, we meet on a monthly basis, and the goal is to like I said, have all the players in the room to really try to solve some of these problems together.
And CAO Tracy Riggs, anything else to add about these early topics?
You know, just the participation from everyone is so critical in this, and that includes our community. So, you know, Supervisor Brennan and Liz have done incredible work so far, and Liz can speak to more some of the meetings we've already had and the response to that. But it is really important that our community invest themselves in educating themselves so that they're prepared in the event that something does happen. And that's the goal here is the first is getting our homeowners and our landowners prepared for what could happen so that we have a more resilient community at the end.
Mm-hmm. And Liz Peterson, can you add a little bit more just about these early meetings, kind of what has been discussed and if there have been any kind of early accomplishments?
Sure. So in these early meetings, we talked a lot about the education and outreach component that Supervisor Brennan mentioned. We got a subcommittee together of different stakeholders to talk about what kind of information do we feel like we want to share with the public, that the public needs to hear, that would be helpful for them in being able to take some responsibility and some ownership. So we developed some really good messaging with a subcommittee from the task force. And then we also developed a mission statement with the task force, and I'll just let you know what it is. It's to promote fire safety and resilience through community collaboration, education, and participation. And that's really our goal as the task force. We've also begun to identify some specific communities and start talking about what are some of the threats and the risks. Again, having all of those stakeholders in the room is really helpful to talk about specific issues and then how we can address them. So it's been a really robust conversation that we've had the last couple months.
Having all those different groups, different stakeholders, they have different ideas, I'm sure. You know, has it been difficult at all to kind of have a cohesive group come together and look at these items?
Surprisingly not, because as much as we have maybe different perspectives, we all talked about in our first meeting that we all have the same goal of a resilient community and a fire safe community. You know, when we look at, say, the Tuolumne Utilities District, they don't necessarily have, say, residents that they're concerned about, but they definitely want to make sure that they have safe and reliable water delivery. And we know that our water system up here, there can be some concerns around fire risk related to their water delivery. So, you know, it's everybody recognizes that this is an extremely important issue for them. So it hasn't been that difficult to, you know, rally around this idea. Yeah.
And Supervisor Brennan?
Yeah, I would just highlight the collaborative process that's been taking place. And Liz mentioned the TUD water infrastructure and some of the concerns with the vulnerability. And I would point and actually thank the the Miwok tribe for stepping up, and they provided a number of the resources that actually got in and did some of the vegetation management around the flumes. And it was, again, it's about collaboration and pulling different resources together and actually getting work done on the ground. And I would say that I've seen tremendous benefit from the group that's coalesced and come together around this conversation and actually finding answers.
Yeah, it's great to see all the community leaders and stakeholders coming up and stepping up to do something and get some action here. Now it seems like the community really needs to come together and just buy in as well.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a quick break. We were talking fire prevention on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, kicking off a four-part series talking in response to the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative this year, looking at fire prevention and preparedness. This weekend's show, we're kicking things off, joined in studio by Supervisor Sherry Brennan, County Administrator Tracy Riggs, and OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. Next week on the show, we'll be joined in studio by a group talking about evacuations. Guests will include Sheriff Bill Pooley. We also have True Vanderwill, Police Chief for the City of Sonora, also expecting a guest from the CHP as well. That'll be next week on Mother Lode Views, talking about a wide range of topics related to evacuations and getting ready ahead of the summer fire season. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.